Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as Elizabeth McAvoy puts it, she lives in a world not built for her. Elizabeth is 3 foot tall, so all sorts of mundane tasks can become a challenge, often demanding a lot of innovation. And over time, she's invested a lot of time and money into redesigning her home to suit her stature. Good afternoon, Elizabeth.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Now, could you give us examples of things that, you know, that tall people who are taller than you wouldn't even occur to them might be a challenge?
Well, door handles would be the first obvious one, I suppose. Steps in a lot of buildings. Banks can be a bit of a problem because the counters are so high and you don't really like shouting your financial business around for everybody to hear. ATMs, I would always have to go physically into the bank unless I'm with a friend who can get money out. For me, about half the country know my PIN number at this stage.
And do you have to figure out ways to get around that? Because I assume there must be, you know, on a regular basis, you go, oh God, I didn't think of that. Or you don't know what the layout of a building is like when you're going to a new one.
No, that's true. So you go maybe a little bit earlier just to see, you know, the lie of the land, what might need to be anticipated. So yeah, sometimes, you know, a little bit of planning. But if I'm going to a building or somewhere I know that I'm familiar with, it's usually fine. But sometimes, yeah, a bit of forethought is required.
And so in your own home, and how long have you lived there?
So I moved in and was renting there from November, December 2000, so a long time ago. And then it came up the landlord got into a bit of financial difficulty during NAMA, and he had, he was the builder of the block, so he retained a couple of units for himself. So he needed to sell those really quickly. So up I popped and said, well, there's no point in me moving. I'm really happy here. And would he accept an offer form from me, which he did. So the sale went through in 2015, 2016. So it meant then that I could start planning. I had an idea of what I wanted to do, but things then intervened, like pandemics and so on, to throw schedules and programs of work a little bit off kilter. So I actually really only started planning for it properly in late 2024. And then the work was carried out over 3 months in 2025.
Right. But you got occupational therapists in to help with all this.
Exactly. So I had put myself on a list for OT help with the HSE. And I'd been on it for quite a while. I'd forgotten completely about it. And then one day I get a call to say, you're top of the list. Are you still interested in getting OT assistance? And I said, yes, please. So I began meeting them 2017, 2018, met a number of them over the course of the last couple of years. But they were the ones who drew up the blueprint. They drew up a very detailed spec. So rather than having to get architects or engineers in, I had the blueprint. And then the HSC has a list of companies or builders that will do work, adjustment, renovations and so on of that type. But they can't be seen to endorse anybody. So you have to go through the list and see who's going to be interested. And it became very clear very quickly because it was a short list and some were obviously not interested. But then there was the one company that was.
Yeah. And so how extensive of a redesign then did you have to make to the apartment?
A friend of mine put it very well. She said they have built you a new apartment from the inside out. And that's exactly what they did because the footprint itself is very small. I'm not good at square feet or anything like that, but bedroom, bathroom, sitting room, come kitchen. So we had to work within a very prescribed footprint. There was no knocking of walls. There was very little potential to do extensive remodeling internally. But the place was ripped out and I was calling on the generosity and hospitality of many friends and family because I couch surfed and stayed with people for a lot longer than I should have over the course of the works. But it was, at the time, 3 months seemed ages, but actually it looking back on it, it went by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. Now, obviously, pretty much everything had to be brought lower down, like light switches and
exactly.
Kind of
so because in the spec the OTs had said a minimum come maximum of height for switches, for handles on doors, and then I working in tandem with the builders who were John Kelly and Sons in Rathfarnham. They were super. And then at the same time, I got the services of Niamh McGowan, an interiors consultant, who did a superb job. So the three of us were all working towards the same goal. So rather than, I suppose, things being things were pulled out, everything was ripped out, and then customised a small hob, a small fridge. I had a very nice long work table and cabinetry work that was done by Higginbotham in Malahide. I tried to get as source as many services and goods and products as locally as I could.
Yeah.
But yeah, the kitchen, I mean, the sitting room and the bedroom could be used by absolutely anybody irrespective of height. But the kitchen and the bathroom were always going to be the trickiest. The plumber, the tiler, said it was the most complex job he's ever worked on. So I don't like making things easy for people.
Yeah, I'm sorry to ask you all these really, because this is kind of getting nerdy about this
now. No, go ahead.
Your oven, is that something you have to get custom made, or do they actually manufacture them?
They manufacture them. So Higginbotham again, Enda O'Brien and Trevor, they sourced it's a combi, so it's a microwave come oven. Mm. Then I have an induction hob, which is just across the way from it, as it were. Then I have low sink, integrated fridge. I have a long, very low worktop. Now, I still have upper storage, but everything that I need on a day-to-day basis, I have access to. And if there's something that I need from up above, I'll ask a neighbour or friends are visiting, they can take things down for me.
Ah, right, okay. And in the bathroom, I assume... Yeah. Would it be a child's toilet?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, absolutely. So we did look into, we went to more bathroom showrooms than, you know, I never want to see one again. But because we were going to put we wanted to put maybe a wall hanging one, but the ones that they had were too deep and didn't match the specs. So they said, well, look, we'll just get a regular pedestal toilet from a company that supplies schools. Mm. So it's a children's toilet, and that got over a lot of the headaches of trying to get the measurements right, because the way it stood, a wall hung one simply was too large and too deep. Mm. But a regular kid's toilet bowl was there, but obviously it was that was the only kind of child-like aspect to it. Everything else was accessorized, because form and function are all very well, as we know, but it has to look good. And that's what Niamh's said to me from the very beginning. I want you to actively look forward to coming home, because your apartment wasn't working for you, and she was right. And now I really look forward to coming home every evening.
And do you have a shower, or how is that set up?
I do, yeah. So the bath had to be ripped out. And because of the way the location of the water pump and the actual floor that I'm on in the building, they had said to me from day one that a walk-in shower wasn't going to be possible, that I'd have to have a tray. Mm. And I had the option of two smaller shallow steps or one big one. So I went with the two shallow steps, and I have grab rails, plastic ones, very funky wooden ones, to be able to get in and out. And then in the shower itself, I have flip seats, so I can sit down, then I have the Amazon rainforest above my head.
Okay, on the doors as well. Did you have to was it a matter of just bringing down the handles of the doors, or did you have to get new doors completely?
Got new doors completely, because the old ones, I mean, I had inherited a late 90s apartment, and all that goes with fairly, you know, not great, outdated furniture. Naturally, it had begun to age. So we realised that as we were making headway and everything was looking so well, you couldn't leave the old doors there. They just would have looked awful. Yeah. So we got lovely wooden doors. We looked on Thurus.ie and Theantha.ie, and we used brushed brass fittings everywhere, because they're warm, and the colours in the apartment are, I suppose, maybe of a North African palette. So I've got yellow and orange in the living area, kind of not badly unlike the colour of your walls here, Sean, the cerise on the walls in the bedroom, a Cadbury's purple in the hall, And so if you're a fan of Neutral and Magnolia, do not visit me.
No, because I'm wondering about if the hand is lower on the door, because it's the centre of gravity is at the middle of it. So does it take more of an effort to open it?
No, it's quite the doors, the interior doors are actually fine. They're quite light. The tricky one is the door leading into the actual apartment block itself, because that's at street level. And they had said, if we drop this, it compromises the rest of the door and it could be easier to break in. So I have a lower keypad and a fob. So I use that.
Okay. Well, that's good that they accommodated you that way. This kind of work, is it common in Ireland? Does it happen at all?
I suppose maybe people might be more familiar maybe with wheelchair adaptations or wheelchair refurbs. Because when you hear about somebody getting their apartment refurbished or renovated by a person with a disability, naturally enough, people might think, oh, that's for a wheelchair user. But mine had to be bespoke and customised because my requirements are quite different to wheelchair users, naturally enough, because the nature of the disability is different. But the doors were absolutely great. But they really came into their own, I must say, the builders and the plumber with the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because it was complicated, it was tricky, and they did a super job.
Yeah. It must be very interesting for you, though, because you've spent all your life going around a world that's built for people who are taller than you. And then if you have friends who come into your apartment, you're going,
boots on the other foot now.
Yeah.
Now it's my turn. But no, in a spirit of generosity, I have regular height ottomans for visitors. But they also have a choice of Moroccan cushions, and I have a low table. But one of the OTs had said from the beginning, they're coming into your world. It's time people came into your world.
Yeah.
So I do have regular height chairs. I have my own little bespoke armchair but all my friends and family who've seen it and who've visited have loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fascinating. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me
on. To tell us about that.
Thank you, Sean.
That was Elizabeth McAvoy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.